Men, did you abandon her? Have you been a real ass in the past with your wife? Have you been so busy with work or so stuck in resentment that you just weren't present for her? You were just working, focused on yourself, providing for the family, rushing around all the time, busy, hanging out with the guys, and you really ignored her. And now you've made the decision that you want to change that around. Now you've made the decision that you're back in the game and you really want to make it up to her. But she's stuck in resentment. She's constantly raising what you did in the past with you, constantly bringing it up in your face, saying, no, you know, you did this in the past, and every time something happens small, she's reminding you of that. Well, one of the issues is you're not validating her feelings from the past. You have to realize that women remember everything. Literally, their brains, when they have a memory, is overridden with emotion. So unlike you as a man, she remembers it all. In fact, it's burnt into her memory. And every time you do something small, it brings up that pain from the past. And the only way to get rid of that pain for her is if you validate her feelings and make her understand that you understand why she's feeling the way that she does. So when you go to her and you say to her, you're recommitting, you're going to be back in the game, you're going to be here, you're going to be present, you're going to understand her emotions, you're going to talk to her, you're going to do all those things. She's heard all that before. She's heard you say that before. She's heard you make those promises before and then you broke them. So why is it going to be different this time? Because it'll be different this time when then she starts to say to you what you did in the past, if you validate her feelings and say to her, yes, I understand why you're saying that. Yes, I understand why you would feel that way. I understand that my behavior in the past would cause you now to doubt me, but I want to reassure you. I want to give you certainty that this time I'm definitely on it. Now, a study was done in two universities in the United States, UCLA and a university in Wisconsin. And both those universities came to the same conclusion. That is, that 93% of communication is nonverbal. So it's not the words that you'll be saying this in. It's the state from which you say it in. And the masculine state that she needs is in certainty, absolute certainty. You look her in the eye. You have that look like it wouldn't matter where there was a horde of zombies standing in front of you. You would find your way through. You would break through that to honor your commitment to her. And that's the state you would need to be in when you say these words to her. Because she has heard it before, and she's heard you say it before in the feminine state, where you're really not certain. You're not conveying certainty. It's just another set of words that you've said that inevitably, because you weren't in the right state, that you then broke. See, one of the important things for men is what are called standards. When a man sets a standard about something, he can adhere to it. We're different to women. Women don't need standards, but men do. You need to set a standard for yourself about how you're going to talk to her and that commitment that you're going to make to her. And that commitment needs to become unbreakable. And she will feel that difference. And gradually through that, your relationship will start to heal. That's what you need to be doing. And if you need assistance for that, you know where to come.